Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholeno with the evening news. The headlines. President Drupadi Murmu leads nation in celebrating 76th Republic Day. Nagaland joins rest of the nation in celebrating Republic Day. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan flags off Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre. And Governor La Ganesan says entrepreneur development centres established across 16 districts and in 6 colleges. Now the news in detail. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Drupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartiva Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Drupadi Murmu arrived at Kartiva Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Nagaland joined the rest of the country in celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. On the occasion, Governor La Ganesan unfurled the national flag and inspected the parade contingents at the state-level celebration in Kohima. In his address to the people of the state, Governor Ganesan reflected on the significance of the day, highlighting that 75 years ago, the Constitution of India came into force, setting the course for the country's progress and development. He emphasized that the Constitution's ideals of equality, fraternity, and liberty have continued to guide the nation, making it a living testament to the resilience and wisdom of its framers. Governor Ganesan also emphasized that with the attainment of statehood, Nagaland became an equal partner in India's journey towards peace and progress, guided by the principles of cooperative federalism.
We could write our own destiny and run our own affairs in the best interest of the land and its people. Special provisions were inserted through the 13th Constitutional Amendment Act, Article 371A, protecting, among other things, our traditions and customs and our law and procedure.
The governor also highlighted the state government's recent submission of its comments on the third draft of the Memorandum of Settlement concerning the proposed Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Further, he reaffirmed the state government's commitment to resolving the Naga political issue.
My government has spared no effort to resolve the Naga political issue. On 21st November 2024, the Chief Minister, accompanied by his cabinet colleagues, met the Union Home Ministers and apprised him of the desire of the people for an early solution of the Naga political issue.
On the occasion, the governor handed awards to individuals on various categories such as President's Medal for Distinguished Service, Police, Police Medal for Meritorious Service, and Governor's Commendation Certificate, among others. On the occasion, 17 contingents took part in the parade. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan, in the presence of Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, flagged off Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre, a pioneering initiative aimed at enhancing health care access in rural and remote areas of the state. The launch took place during the state-level celebration of the 76th Republic Day at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. The Mobile Operation Theatre is designed to deliver advanced surgical and medical services to communities that have limited access to healthcare facilities. Equipped with cutting-edge technology, including capabilities for keyhole surgeries, this mobile unit seeks to reduce healthcare disparities and promote health equity, especially in underserved regions of Nagaland. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan said that entrepreneur development centers under the Department of Industries and Commerce has been established across 16 districts and in 6 colleges to foster and encourage entrepreneurship from an early stage. Addressing the Republic Day celebration in Kohima today, the governor emphasized that the initiative aims to equip students with skills and knowledge required to launch their own ventures.
The Nagaland Startup Portal is currently hosting 333 startups, leading to the creation of over 1,000 jobs and have generated approximately rupees 58 crores in turnover during the fiscal year 23-24.
Under the Prime Minister formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme, Mr. Ganesan noted that 304 entrepreneurs were supported in setting up Micro Food Processing Unit. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The 76th Republic Day was celebrated across the districts in Nagaland today. In Dimapur, the day was celebrated with Minister C.L. John gracing the program held at Dimapur District Stadium Complex. In his address, the minister highlighted the significance of the day. He noted that the resilience of the constitution was evident in Nagaland's journey towards statehood, which was granted on December 1, 1963.
The right and privileges granted by the Constitution to its citizens in core and the noble ideals of equality, fraternity and liberty are a testimony to the capacity of the Constitution to meet all democratic aspirations of the people.
The Republic Day celebration in Dimapur featured performances by school students, cultural presentations by various tribes, and exhibition stalls set up by various government departments. Along with the rest of the nation, Wokha District celebrated the 76th Republic Day at local ground Wokha with Minister for Roads and Bridges G. Kaito Aye as the chief guest. Seven parrot contingents comprising NAP battalions, DEF Wokha, Home Guard and Civil Defence, ex-servicemen, scouts and guides, and schools took part in the march past. Folk songs and egg plays were also presented on the occasion. Later, the chief guest inaugurated the stalls put up by various departments and self-help groups. In Kifire, the Republic Day was celebrated with advisor to government of Nagaland, Matang Yantan, as the special guest. Mr. Yantan took salute six parrot contingents and inaugurated the stalls set up by Agri and Allied Department. The celebration was marked by presentation of special songs and folk dances. Later, various NGOs visited the district jail, district hospital and Shalom Children Home as part of the celebration. Longland District celebrated the 76th Indian Republic Day today at public ground with advisor to government of Nagaland H. Tovihoto Ayemi as the special guest. The special guest unfurled the national flag, inspected the ceremonial parrot and delivered the 76th Republic Day speech, after which he took salute from the parrot contingents. The advisor also gave away Beti Bachao, Beti Bharao award to 8 awardees. Later, there was also exhibition matches of different games between various wards from the town. The state government is launching the Disability Research, Empowerment and Accessibility Mission Dream Nagaland project. This was announced by Governor Lal Ganesan during the Republic Day celebration in Kohima today. This Dream project will be rolled out by the Department of Skill Development, Employment and Training to support people with disabilities, PWDs. This initiative aims to streamline PWD registration at employment exchanges, align training with their aspirations, and assess their awareness of government programs to provide better support. And Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio has extended his warm greetings to the Kachari community on the occasion of Bishu. Mr. Rio, in a social media post, said that Bishu is a post-harvest festival which celebrates the season's hard work. The Chief Minister hoped that the festivities will foster unity and better understanding among all sections of people. To end the news, the headlines here again. President Draupadi Murmu leads nation in celebrating 76th Republic Day. Nagaland joins rest of the nation in celebrating Republic Day. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan flags off Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre. And Governor Lal Ganesan says entrepreneur development centres established across 16 districts and in 6 colleges. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.